السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على من والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is Rahim, He is Kareem. An incident has been mentioned in Tafsir al-Kabir of Imam Razi Rahmatullah Ali. Just the Tafsir of Surah Fatiha, he has written 200 pages. And there, in that Tafsir under Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, he has mentioned one incident, which I mentioned in one of the Jummah Bayans, but I'm repeating now for the benefit of those who may not have heard it. Ek ajeeb qissa hai, ajeeb waqia hai, very, very ajeeb qissa, full of ibrat. He states that I heard this from the buzrug or that wali of Allah Ta'ala himself, and is most probably referring to one of those who used to spend their time on the shores of the oceans and seas and rivers in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, enjoying the waves of the ocean, and with the waves of the ocean the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala used to flow also in their hearts. They did not go to the beachfront to go and look at haram. They did not go to indulge in evil. They did not go there to make their eyes napak and their hearts napak. So he says, I was taking a walk on the riverside and I saw a scorpion, a huge scorpion. So he says, the thought came into my mind that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created the scorpion also for a purpose. And if it is going somewhere, then it is going to bite someone, it is going to sting somebody. Or it is going according to the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala in His wisdom decides that should happen, will happen. So today I have the time, let me just follow this scorpion and see where is it going and who is it going to sting. So I began to follow that scorpion, it came up to the bank of the river and it stopped. Then I see a crab coming from inside the waters. A crab, big crab. This scorpion jumped onto the back of the crab. And it crossed onto the other side. So he says, I also crossed the river and went onto the other side to see that where is this scorpion going, that Allah Ta'ala sent a crab to transport it onto the other side. So he says, when I went on to the other side, I saw it moving towards a tree. And under the tree, a person was sleeping. So I thought that this scorpion may now sting that person. So it came into my mind that I must kill this scorpion before it goes and stings that person. But before I could do that, I saw a huge snake that was going towards that person that was lying down. So this scorpion jumped onto the back of that snake and stung it in such a manner that the snake died. He says, I shook this person up who was lying under the tree. And when he saw that scorpion, so he got up to take a stone and kill that scorpion. So I told him, just hold it, that scorpion is going on its way now. But this is the story. This is what had happened. In some other place it is stated that that person who was lying down there wasn't a very pious person. He wasn't some great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He wasn't somebody that had great marifat and connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a person who was an ordinary person who was lying down there, and he could have had some bad habits too. But when he saw this incident, that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent this crab to transport this scorpion across the river and kill that snake which was heading for me, for my protection. So he said, Ya Allah, I make sincere tawbah from all my sins today. And it became the means of his connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Which means that we just don't know how many times a day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is protecting us from different kinds of calamities that are heading for us. Because of our sins and because of our evil and because of our actions, because of our indulgence in vices, there are so many things that should have been happening to us. We could have been meeting up with accidents, we could have been bitten by snakes, we could have been bitten, stung by scorpions. The roof could have fallen over our heads. The ground could have shaken and swallowed us up. Gale force winds could have destroyed us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's forces are unlimited. Now we just don't know when and where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is protecting us. In fact, sometimes we also say that I missed by seconds. I missed by seconds. The car was coming so fast, and it was heading for me, and it would have been a head-on clash, and I missed by seconds. That is what we say. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is protecting us on all these different occasions. And what is it that comes as a barrier? And what is it that becomes the means of our protection? What is it that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses as a zariya or a wasila for our protection? It's those same du'as that we make. Those same du'as that we make in abundance, asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from all harm, and praying for many, many things. But sometimes we do not see the fulfillment of those things that we are asking, the fulfillment of those desires. We come here, we raise our hands and we beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fulfill this desire and that desire and change this and change that and do this and do that. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if He has to listen to all of us and do exactly as we are asking, there will be chaos in the world. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives us sometimes that which we are asking and begging, and sometimes He gives us something better in return. Sometimes He keeps it for the akhirat. And most of the time this is what happens, that because of those du'as, the fulfillment of which we are not seeing with our eyes, we are being protected from so many different calamities, different kinds of problems and different kinds of disasters. But that dua which we do not see the fulfillment of outwardly, Allah Ta'ala uses that as a wasila, that this banda of mine, this servant of mine made this dua, that dua. So then to protect him. So Allah Ta'ala uses sometimes scorpions for the protection. That very thing which was intended to kill, the poison was intended to kill. And that very scorpion which would have, if it had stung that person, it would have killed him. Allah Ta'ala is using the scorpion for the protection of that person that is lying down there. For we don't know which part of the night, or what ibadat he must have made, or which zikr he must have made, or which good deed he may have done. Some very good deeds sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And with the barakat of that good deed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gets a scorpion to go and protect him. Allah Ta'ala's nizam is very, very strange. We can't understand it. Therefore, there is no other way out for us except rujoo ila Allah. Turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whether we like it or not, people can call us diwana, they can call us mad people, they can call us crazy people, they can call us nuts, and they can call us everything. But we know that there is no other way. And in fact, those very people, when they are experiencing serious problems, after that they start making, Hi, Ya Allah, save me, help me. You won't find them anywhere in the masjid, you won't find them in zikr, tilawat, ibadat. then Allah Ta'ala puts a sudden squeeze and that person starts making, Allah, 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 come to my help, come to my assistance. Every day we see this type of things. So we should be preparing for those days. Yes, tests can come on the Allahwalas also. In fact, on them sometimes very severe tests come. But Allah Ta'ala still gives them sukoon in those conditions. But we are not in that caliber, we are not in that category. We should not categorize ourselves in that Allahwala category. We should categorize ourselves in that category of the great sinners on earth. Because we know our condition. So therefore we should make rujoo ila Allah. We should turn towards Him in abundance. And in our good times, when we are healthy, when we are fit, when we've got wealth, when we've got cars, when we've got homes, when we've got everything for us going, at that time don't be negligent. That is the time to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. That is the time to increase in the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. If you're going to make abundant shukr over those ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given us, then la in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Ta'ala will definitely give an increase in that. So we have to prepare for those days of adversity during the days of prosperity. Because when the person, when the banda of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turns towards Allah and he pleads and he cries and he begs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and he makes shukr of it, of his in the good days and good times, then when he is in difficult times and he says, Ya Allah, even the angels, they start interceding on behalf of that person that, Ya Allah, this voice is very, very familiar. Listen to his cries, listen to his pleas. He has been calling you in the time that he was fit, he was healthy, he was in prosperity, he was enjoying your ni'mats and your bounties. At that time he did not neglect, at that time he was not heedless, at that time he did not indulge in vices and evils. He used those ni'mats for your, according to your hukam and your command, and according to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. So Ya Allah, come to his assistance. And many, many people have got this experience. So we should not worry too much about what people say. People say, how long are we going to worry about what people say? We must make dua, Allah Ta'ala give everybody hidayat. But if we are finding sukoon, if we are finding a connection with our Allah, and if we are finding our problems being resolved and solved, then why should we be negligent? Why should we lose that great asset and wealth of ours just because of a few whisperings of shaitan? What does it matter? If somebody calls us bad, we do not become bad. And if someone calls us good, we do not become good. If we are good and somebody calls us bad, we still remain good. And if we are bad and if everybody calls us good, we are still bad. So we must see what we are. Allah Ta'ala has given us the gauge, the thermometer, the barometer, whatever you gauge you call it, to check whether we are good or bad. We know it. So why worry about what people say? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the hidayat to make amal on the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. If only we get Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on our side. And it's not something that is, as I always say, a fantasy world we are talking about. The person can actually feel that presence of Allah Ta'ala. He can feel Allah by his side. Even if he is in some test and some trial. But he will feel, my Allah is with me. But it is just like how that child sometimes does not want to go to the madrasa, does not want to go to school. So in the early days or the first day or the second day, the child is pulled and dragged along and taken to the madrasa. And the child is screaming and shouting and crying and does not want to stay there. But the parents still somehow make sure that the child goes. Now when the child starts getting the taste of knowledge and the enjoyment, then sometimes the parents have to say, please, by God, and sleep now. How long are you going to leave the light on? He says, no, I'm reading this, and I want to research here, and I want to do this, and I want to do this. Now you've got the enjoyment and taste. Now you don't have to say, go and do your work. So like that, sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He tests us. But we should not ask for tests, we must only ask for afiyat. We are extremely weak. We are not those people that can say that I am very strong and I can survive all tests. We are extremely weak. What test can we survive? In the last week, just in the last week, past 1 week, at least 5 letters, at least 5. 1 or 2 from Durban and some from the outside. But where the same thing is being said. One person mentions, one girl, that I started making my salat, I wore my cloak, and I started making zikr, and I made ibadat, and I did this, and I did that, and I gave up TV and music and all. But that boy let me down. The one who was supposed to marry me, he let me down. He got married to somebody else. So I've thrown out the cloak, I've given up my salat, I've given up my zikr and ibadat, I'm back at the movie and the TV and all the other music and other haram, because my Allah has let me down. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And this is not a joke I'm telling you. These are the words, my Allah let me down. So we can see what is the level of our iman. And what is the level of our Islam and which test we can pass. That means everything was being done for that marriage, for that boy. The ibadat was for that, the namaz was for that, the zikr was for that, the tilawat was for that. So then Allah Ta'ala put the person to a small test and everything got exposed. That it was nothing for him, it was all for this material gain. So we are living in very, very dangerous times. So many people's iman is gone because of the type of statements that they are making, unconcerned. How can a person say, my Allah has let me down, therefore I'm not going to make salat anymore? Then get out of this earth also. Don't make use of the sun, the stars, the moon, the waters of the ocean. Don't drink water. Don't wear clothes. Don't live in any home, because everything has been created by Allah Ta'ala. Every ni'mat is Allah Ta'ala's. So get out of the kingdom of Allah Ta'ala. Don't breathe the oxygen and fresh air. Say, Allah let me down, na'uzu billah. So that's why I'm not going to make use of anything that He has given. Can we do without Allah Ta'ala? May Allah Ta'ala protect us in these times of fitnas. That is the reason we say, stay in good company, stay in good environment. Listen to good talks of deen. That will keep us protected.
Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Rooh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, rooh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar.
Get up, put your heart in sajda. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Those tears will not bring depression. Those people who do not know the enjoyment of the tears that are shed out of the khawf of Allah or the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then it creates depression in their hearts. They get depressed. Did tears bring about depression in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much he cried in Arafat. How much he cried at the Multazam. How much he cried in his sajda. The place of sajda used to get wet with his tears. How many of us ever wet the place of sajda with our tears? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, when he just goes to the graveyard and sees a grave, he cries so much that his beard becomes wet with his tears. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the 124,000 companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were in Arafat. Take all the tabi'in, tabi'in, the awliya, the mashayikh. Which one got depressed because of his tears? That was out of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, out of repentance. But of course, we don't say that the person must be crying all the time. The person must be cheerful in company, must be like Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. In company, the person must be cheerful, he must be happy, he must be talking nicely to the people, between dua time or in seclusion. Sometimes the person must also tear before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then see what it brings into the heart. It will bring noor into the heart. It will bring sukoon into the heart. It will remove that depression which is caused by sins. The major cause of our depressions is nothing but sins. Go and watch one filthy film and after that see what happens. It's depression. Take drugs and it's depression. Take drink and it's depression. Indulge in adultery, fornication, and it'll bring depression. Or restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Now how are you going to remove that? The tears of nadamat and shame before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove that. So apne malik se ut karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Make your soul happy with the noor of taqwa. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Nafs is your dushman, it's your enemy. Nafs hasn't been of help and assistance to anybody. So displease your nafs and please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar. Sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Hamd se us zubaan ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جا کو خلاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदाने हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू। दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदाने हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू। और मेरे तन में बजाए आवो गिल, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल। गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर। Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। अल्लाहु अल्लाह।
اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا الله اے میرے پیارے اللہ او میں رحیم اللہ او میں کریم اللہ او میں موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او میں موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او میں موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ او میں موسٹ کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او میں موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ Oh my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you once again, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, where can we go? Whether we go east or west, north or south, whether we go deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. Ya Allah, we cannot escape your sight, your might. Ya Allah, you're all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, our life is in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, our sight you are in your hands. Our hearing and speech in your control. Our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladder, everything in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, your ihsan upon us is unlimited. Your bounties upon us unlimited. Day and night you are showering your gifts and bounties upon us. Ya Allah, how much of ni'mat you have blessed us with. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. We have not showed appreciation for those bounties. We have used your bounties for your disobedience. Day and night, oh my Allah, we rebel against you. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of speech for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. How merciful you are. How forgiving you are. And in spite of all our sins you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Ha, mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande ab jaye ka, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi, mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, mere pyare Allah, tere siwa koi hamara sahara nahi, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, don't test us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, those who have been tested, the majority fail the test. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us in this world. Don't test us in the qabr. Don't test us in the akhir. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Ya Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, shaitan can whisper as much as he wishes. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not justify any of our sins. We are acknowledging before you. We are confessing before you. Indeed, we are the greatest sinners on earth. We are ashamed of the sin. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We do not wish to advertise our sins. Ya Allah, we want to become your walis. We want to become your friends. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our heart and mind, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive our major sins and minor sins, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, no sin escaped your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon us there and then. Ya Allah, you could have paralyzed us there and then. How much your ihsan upon us that you concealed our sins and weaknesses and shortcomings from the people's eyes. Ay Allah, just as you conceal them in this world, conceal them forever and ever. Even if Yare Khuda, don't expose our sins on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, when there will be billions of ummatis, Ya Allah, don't let us be the cause of embarrassment and shame for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, you are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives even to those who are not deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving because there is no soul and no spirit in our ibadat. Ya Allah, our akhlaq, our morals, our behavior, our character is far, far away from the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Oh my beloved Allah, but we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we want a change in our lives. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts have become filled with greed, with malice, with pride, with arrogance. Ya Allah, because you bless us with so much of ni'mats, Ya Allah, you give us good homes, good cars, then, oh my Allah, shaitan fills us up with pride and arrogance. Ya Allah, clean our hearts of pride and arrogance. Ya Allah, clean our hearts of envy, of jealousy, of malice, of greed, of evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you. It is just your intention and our hearts can change. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu ajma'een brought Iman upon his hands, then, oh Allah, they who had come from the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara, Ya Allah, overnight they changed to radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Ya Allah, if you could have changed their hearts so dramatically, what is it difficult for you to, oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh my Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? Oh my beloved Allah, how long are we going to remain disobedient to you? Oh my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh my beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing. We are suffering from physical ailments and spiritual ailments. Oh my beloved Allah, we are suffering from physical ailments and spiritual ailments. But oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you for a cure. Ya Allah, who can cure us of our ailments besides you? Ay Allah, shifa tere haath mein. Oh my beloved Allah, shifa is in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us for spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, whether they are sick ones amongst us here or in hospitals or clinics or homes or anywhere, Ya Allah, bless them with complete cure from all their sicknesses and diseases and ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, those who have got children, make them obedient to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their parents. Ya Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to upbring the children in the manner that is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to rid their homes of all those evils that have crept in, which are bringing about such a bad influence upon the children. Mere Allah, hum sabko apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Ya Allah, hamara ban ja. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. How long are we going to remain far away from you, O my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Take us on the road that leads towards you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us on the road that leads to Madina Tayyibah. Take us, O my Allah, on the road that leads towards Jannat. Distance us from the road that leads to the fire of Jahannam. Distance us from the road that leads to nafs and shaitan. O my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan, our enemies. Ya Allah, following our nafs and following shaitan hasn't brought us any happiness in this world. They bring nothing but depression and anxieties and worries and rejection. O my beloved Allah, give us the realization that life is transitory and temporary. Ay Allah, ek din is dunya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Ya Allah, we have to cross the bridge of death and come to you. O my beloved Allah, we don't have capital of good deeds to our credit. Hum kya lekar ke aayenge? Mere Allah, we haven't charged our emergency lights sufficiently to light up our graves, to light up the darkness of, to remove the darkness of our graves. Ya Allah, we have no good deeds. But Ya Allah, one thing we have, and that is your mercy, your forgiveness, your shahad rahimi and kareemi. Mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, meri shahad rahimi aur kareemi ka mamla farma. Allah, wa karam ka mamla farma. Open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your forgiveness and mercy for us. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems that the Ummah is facing around the globe. Especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq. Oh my beloved Allah, which part of the world the Ummah is not suffering? Ya Allah, remove the sufferings in Sudan, the sufferings in Bangladesh and all other parts of the world. Ya Allah, Ummat-e-Muslimah ki zindagi ko durust kar de. Oh my beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, bless them with Iman and Islam. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate, they have become stubborn, and they have made up their mind that they will continue with the persecution and torture and oppression of the Ummah and the destruction of their wealth and property and children. Oh my beloved Allah, then destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Cause earthquakes to swallow their homes. And oh my beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Cause division and disunity amongst the rank. Allah, send your heavy madad for the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, send your unseen forces to assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hain. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Give us barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our earnings, barakat in our time, bless us with barakat, O Allah, in all the bounties that you have given us. Don't snatch away those bounties because of our disobedience and sins and vices. Ya Allah, don't snatch those ni'mats because of our disobedience. Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jamii sakhatik. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Daily we are seeing janazas. Oh Allah, daily people healthy, fit, young are leaving this world. Ya Allah, in certain places where wars are taking place, by the millions they are dying. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, when the angel of death strikes, let him find us in a place that you are pleased with. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a gambling den or popping drugs in our mouths or a bottle of wine in our hands or indulging in adultery or fornication. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death can strike suddenly anywhere. How can then we be in haram places? Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, at that time take us to Madina Tayyibah. Mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, Madina Tayyibah, at the rose of Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. With the salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasool Allah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Hamari rooh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, we too may be forgiven. But if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his deen is being suppressed every way. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Whoever is doing the work of deen, Ya Allah, accept the khidmat of all those people. Ya Allah, tamam kaam karne walo ko qubool farma. Jis shobay mein bhi kaam kar rahe usko qubool farma. Tabligh udawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Darul Uloom ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, makatib ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, jitne bhi log deen ki khidmat kar rahe hain, sab ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of ikhlas. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he cried for us. How much he prayed for us. How much he was worried and concerned about us. How much of sacrifices he made for us. Ya Allah, hum namak haram hai. ہم نے حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے خون مبارک کی بھی قدر نہیں کی. We did not even show appreciation for his مبارک خون and blood which flowed for the sake of the ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, that Nabi of yours who cried so much for us, so much of his blood was shed for us, when he is informed that the ummah for whom you cried, that ummah in discos, cinemas, rave clubs, adultery, fornication, fraud, the pictures of that ummah, the men and women appear in newspapers, in magazines, on radio, the pictures appear on television. Oh Allah, indulging in vices, in sins, at nightclubs and cinemas and theatres. Mere Allah, when he is informed that that ummah few meters away from your Roza Mubarak, listening to the filthiest of all music and watching the filthiest of all films. In those hotels which were at one time the homes of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ajma'in, where there was tahajjud and ishraq and chaasht and ibadat and cheering before you and tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif, then oh Allah, how much of pain and suffering it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand and throw out of our lives all those things that cause him hurt and injury and pain. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in Hajjatul Wida, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, rukne yabari chum karke jo manga tha. Oh Allah, the du'as that he made after touching the Rukne Yamani, the du'as that he made when he walked in the Mataf, the du'as that he made under the Mizab-e-Rahmat, the du'as that he made in the Hatim, the du'as when he made, when he attached himself to the Multazam, how long he attached himself to the Multazam, how much he cried at the Multazam. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made behind the Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as after drinking Zamzam, the du'as on Safa and Marwa, the du'as in Mina and in Arafat, how much he begged. Ya Allah, from Zohar till Maghrib, with extended arms, my masoom sinless Nabi is crying for us. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made in Muzdalifah and all other places, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamari dua'o ko Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqa-e-tufail mein qubool farma. Qubool farma. Mere Mawla, qubool farma. میرے مولا قبول فرما. ہم گندے ہیں لیکن قبول فرما. اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہماری پریشانیوں کو, تکالیف, مصیبت, بلا سب دور کر دے, دور کر دے میرے اللہ. یا اللہ bless us with a life of سکون and peace and happiness and contentment. رَبَّنَا تُقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.